as we shall see it in the future weeks, the closer we get to the glorious and also horrible time of the Passion, the more we shall see more and more references and more allusions, prophecies, and so forth from the Old Testament. And so on this day, we have the presence of Saint Joseph of the Old Testament, a precursor in many ways of the putative father of our Lord Jesus Christ, whose month we celebrate. And Saint Joseph was an innocent, holy young man, and therefore he did not think that anyone would think anything bad of anything he said. And thus he shared his dreams with his brothers and father and mother. He did not think anything of it. However, they were not quite as innocent as he. And so they grew envious, jealous of the fact that in his dreams he appeared to be lording it over them. And of course, the sheaves that worshipped him, that bent down to render him homage. And the same thing with the moon and the sun that represent his mother and father, and the stars representing his brothers. And so they aim to kill him, not knowing that in doing evil, which is still evil, they're not excused of that. Their sin is a sin. But sometimes the sins of others work for the purpose of God, which is a mysterious thing for us to understand, but nevertheless all the more true. They did not realize that in doing this, eventually, he would not only would his dreams come true, and we should see this later on in this season of Lent, but also that it would serve the purpose of God in the history of salvation. And so, at the request of one of the older brothers, Reuben, they did not kill him, did not stain their hands with his blood. And so they put him in a pit, and of course we shall see and we know what would happen eventually. But he was a precursor also, not only of St. Joseph the Just, but also of our Lord, who would give his life for his brethren. And this we see also in the parable of the vineyard. And the owner of the vineyard, of course, is God. And the heir to the vineyard is Jesus Christ. And he sent the many messengers, many of his employees, to collect his proper rent, which they not only did not pay, but they hurt them and killed some of them. And this, of course, is the prophets. And finally, he sends them the heir to the kingdom, the heir to the vineyard. And the vineyard, of course, is the kingdom of God, and it is also the church. And they kill him. They take him outside the vineyard. And this, of course, is a prophecy as to the way in which our Lord Jesus Christ would die. He would not die in his own city of Jerusalem. He would die outside. He would be dragged outside and killed outside the city of Jerusalem. And then, of course, at the end of the parable, our Lord asked them, what will the owner of the vineyard do to these horrible and evil men? And they reply, these evil men shall be given an evil end, which, of course, we know also to be true, for God is just. And so today, as we are on Friday, this day of the week that is dedicated to the Passion and to the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, of course, we will celebrate the solemn stations of the cross and receive the blessing of the same Lord at the end of them this evening. We also meditate on the Passion of our Lord. He is the King of the kingdom, and his vineyard, his church, is his. And we are with him if we follow him, if we obey him, and if we love him, we shall be co-heirs of the kingdom. Likewise, today we look upon the 40 martyrs of Sebaste in Armenia, 40 soldiers who were put to death by freezing for the sake of not renouncing Christ. And again, many times people will try to get out of doing what they're supposed to do, thinking that they're going to beat everything and be still okay. One of those 40 men decided to leave the rest of them. They were in the water freezing. And the soldiers had put a warm bath outside of the lake where they were dying and taunted them, "Come and you can have this wonderful warm, hot water and you will not freeze to death." One of them came out, and much to his surprise and others, the minute he got into the warm water, he died of shock. And so was his end. Not a glorious martyrdom, but a cowardly end. God put an evil end to an evil man, a weak man who did not resist temptation. And then one of the soldiers took off his clothes and jumped into the lake with the other 39. And so there were, in fact, 40 martyrs. And so we celebrate today the 40 martyrs of Sebaste. May they intercede for us and give us courage. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.